Prince Joffrey's mount was a blood bay courser, swift as the wind, and he rode it with reckless abandon, so fast that Sansa was hard-pressed to keep up on her mare. It was a day for adventures. They explored the caves by the river bank and tracked a shadow cat to its lair, and when they grew hungry, Joffrey found a holdfast by its smoke and told them to fetch food and wine for their prince and his lady. They dined on trout fresh from the river, and Sansa drank more wine than she had ever drunk before. "My father only lets us have one cup, and only at feasts," she confessed to her prince. "My betrothed can drink as much as she wants," Joffrey said, refilling her cup. They went more slowly after they had eaten. Joffrey sang for her as they rode, his voice high and sweet and pure. Sansa was a little dizzy from the wine. "Shouldn't we be starting back?" she asked. "Soon," Joffrey said. "The battleground is right up ahead, where the river bends. That was where my father killed Rhaegar Targaryen, you know. He smashed in his chest, crunch, right through the armor." Joffrey swung an imaginary war hammer to show her how it was done. "Then my uncle Jaime killed old Aerys, and my father was king." "What's that sound?" Sansa heard it too, floating through the woods, a kind of wooden clattering. Snack, snack, snack. "I don't know," she said. It made her nervous, though. "Joffrey, let's go back." "I want to see what it is." Joffrey turned his horse in the direction of the sounds, and Sansa had no choice but to follow.